Hi, this is Eric Hassel with Global Reach Ministries and Four Smiles Productions. I want to thank you for taking time to tune into today's Four Smiles podcast. I really believe that God has something very special for us today. So I want you to get your pen, your paper, and your Bible. And if you haven't heard part one of the introduction to the name of Jesus, I tell you, you got to go back. You need to listen to it because it really does lay a foundation. Well, let me open in a word of prayer today, and let's get busy. Heavenly Father, what a wonderful study in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I'm praying that you would grant us revelation knowledge so that we would begin to understand how to live our lives in the authority, in the life, in the power of the name of Jesus. So, Father, bless my friends as they listen. I just ask that you would just be right there with them and talk to their hearts, God, as we go into this study. I just believe that they will just find themselves having a special time with you, and that's holy. And so, Father, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, as you get into this, I don't want you just to listen like you're listening to a normal podcast about math or cars. I want you to say, Lord, I want you to increase my heart in the realm of love and worship in the name of Jesus. Because that's what I'm believing for. I'm believing that there's going to be a capacity, an increase in our capacity as we walk in faith in his name. So, without further ado, I want you to take your Bible. I want you to go over to Philippians. Philippians chapter 2. Let's pick up with our key scripture here, verse 9, 10, and 11. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, now I just love that, at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven, things in the earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Today, I want, as we lay the foundation, I want us to understand that as disciples, as Christians, our life is in the name of Jesus. In fact, let's turn over to the book of Colossians right now, Colossians 3:17. And here's a key scripture. Whatever you do in word or deed, now this is Colossians 3, verse 17. Whatever you do in word or in deed, so that really consists of life, what we speak and what we do. Do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. So we're commanded that what we do, what we speak, that we need to be doing it in the name of Jesus. So many times we often think about the name, about those words, in the name of Jesus. And we believe that that's a part of our prayer life. You know, we're praying and we say, in the name of Jesus. And that's proper. That's wonderful. We need to be doing that. But I really believe that the purpose of this podcast is to go a little deeper than that and to show that those words, in the name of Jesus, is a place in the Spirit. It's a place of communion. And so we see that in Colossians 2, in Colossians 3, verse 17, and whatever you do in word or deed, here we are, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. And that doesn't mean, well, I'm going to go play tennis today, and so as I'm playing tennis, I'm going to be saying, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. No. It's saying that we need to be learning to live in this place of in the name of Jesus. that our refuge and our fortress, our high tower, is the name of Jesus. We live, move, have our being in his name. And so therefore, it affects our words that we speak and the deeds that we do. Now, to make this a little more clear, let's go to Galatians chapter 2. Galatians 2 and verse 20. So Paul's writing by the Holy Spirit. He says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I. Woo, right there. That's a powerful three words. Yet not I. But Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. So right away, we find out that the life of faith that we live in, and let me say this, you can't please God without faith. But he's given us faith. The life we live in this flesh, we live by the, what, faith of the Son of God, who not only loved us, but he gave himself up for us. So as we learn to live in the name of Jesus, we find out there is no limit to that realm of faith, because the realm of faith is his faith, not my faith. And so you say, well, I don't feel like I have enough faith for that. And we all go through that. But as we spend time with the author and finisher of our faith, we realize that it's his faith that I'm learning to live by. And so that's really the goal of today. As we get into this, like I said, you need to be saying, okay, Lord, I want to come into a greater realm of communion of living in the name of Jesus. Now, to further this, I want you to go to the book of Malachi. Last book of the Old Testament, and Malachi chapter 3, verse 16. Now, I want you to keep this concept, in the name of Jesus. And now, Malachi 3:16 says, they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him, for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. Verse 17, the Lord says, and they shall be mine. Oh, I love that. The Lord says, hey, I'm listening, I'm hearing, and I've got a book, and I'm writing down everything that you're saying as you talk about me and as you tell people how much you love me and speak about me. And it's interesting. Key words that you ought to probably just write down, feared, those that feared the Lord. Not everybody fears the Lord. Not everybody that goes to church fears the Lord. Spake often. So they didn't just do it once. They were speaking, what, often? And the word thought. Now, in the Hebrew, the word thought also means to meditate. To meditate. To meditate, to think about. And so that thoughtful meditation about his name causes action, causes us to speak. What you think about, you're going to end up speaking. Out of the abundance of what? The heart, the mouth speaks. So as you are meditating on the name of Jesus, it's going to come out of your mouth. Now, in Matthew chapter 10, we're going to continue with this thought, the thought of talking about the name of Jesus, talking about the Lord's name, and that there are books written, that heaven is looking, watching how we live in his name. That's why this podcast is, it's really an important teaching. Matthew chapter 10:32. So the Bible says, Whoever, therefore, shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father who is in heaven. And whoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father who is in heaven. So, heaven is listening to our conversation, our behavior in the name of Jesus. And so Jesus makes it very clear. He says, if you're not ashamed of me in front of men, well, the name of Jesus, I'm not ashamed of the name. Then he says, I'm going to do the same in front of the Father. Now, let's go to continue to build on this thought. Let's go to the book of Luke, and I want you to keep thinking about that. Because in Luke chapter 12, verse 8, we're gonna get some more revelation on what Jesus is saying. So that's Luke 12, verse 8. So the Bible says, I say unto you, whoever shall confess me before men, him shall the Son of Man also confess before the angels of God. And he that denies me before men shall be denied before the angels of God. Wow. I mean, here's Jesus. He's saying, listen, guys, I'm going to be talking to the Father, and I'm going to be talking to the angels. So how important is it that we understand how to live in the name of Jesus? It's everything. Now, let's go to one more passage, Esther 6 and verse 3. Esther 6, verse 3. And it's going to kind of tie this whole concept together here. Esther 6 and verse 3. And the Bible says this, verse 1. Esther 6, 1 through 3, actually. On that night, could not the king sleep. And he commanded to bring the book of the records of the chronicles that were, and they were read before the king. So he's having a little insomnia. He can't sleep. So he says, you know, if I read the book of the chronicles, I'm sure that will be boring enough to cause me to go to sleep. I don't know what he's thinking. And it was found written that Mordecai had told. Now look at this. So in that book of the Chronicles, there was something written about something good that Mordecai did. That he told about Bigthana and Teresh, two of the king's chamberlains, the keepers of the door, who sought to lay their hands upon the king. Verse 3, and the king said, what honor and dignity has been done to Mordecai for this? And they said, And the king's servants that ministered unto him said, nothing's been done, because it wasn't in the Chronicles. Nothing's been done. And so the rest of this chapter, the king is like, how can I bestow honor and dignity upon Mordecai who stood up for me? So then you take that concept, and I believe it's in there because I believe that God is saying, listen, if an earthly king is going to do this, how much more a heavenly king? So, I sit back and I look at this and I think, you know, I love to tell people about Jesus. I love the Lord. Sometimes I'm afraid, and sometimes you got to overcome that fear. And, you just have to push through and not be ashamed. And sometimes, you know, I find I don't do a good job because maybe there's a little bit of fear and you feel uneasy and, you know, and you kind of partially push through it and you didn't feel a full breakthrough as you were talking, but at least you were heading the right direction by sharing about Jesus Christ. And you know, it's never the same when you open your mouth about the Lord, but what is the same is our hearts. I love Jesus, and I love to talk about him. I love to tell people about him. But as you look at these concepts, you're like, wait a minute. Oh, wait. I get the better deal out of this. It's not very much for me to tell a man on the earth, hey, Jesus loves you. If you died tonight, where would you spend eternity? The other side of this, and Jesus talked about this, he said, Eric, if you're not ashamed of me before men, I'm going to turn to the Father, and I'm going to talk to the Father about you. I'm going to witness to the Father about you. And then I'm going to turn to the angels, and I'm going to witness to the angels about you. And not only that, but it's written in a book, and I'm going to say, what good thing can I do to Eric, who's been talking unashamedly about his love for me? There is no comparison. I mean, when you look at me witnessing versus Jesus witnessing, hey, listen, I get the better deal. I get the far better deal out of this whole thing. And I want to encourage you in that. You need to see it that way. And let it kind of encourage and bring a boldness in you to say, you know, I want to talk about the Lord more. And I think that as you get into this and you realize, well, I want to live in a greater realm of his faith, not my faith. And sometimes that's where we fail, because we think it's about our faith. And the truth about the New Testament communion, New Testament being in Christ, is the life we live in the flesh, we're living by his faith. And so as we begin to press in and say, Lord, I've reached the max of your faith that I'm able to walk in, I need some help. The Lord comes and he begins to help us in a wonderful way. You know, he is the author and the finisher of our faith. Have you ever been around people that just had an unreal faith? It's like, my goodness. And sometimes the Lord drops the gift of faith down on them and they're just almost like supermen. Well, that's the Lord's faith. And it does stuff. I mean, it accomplishes things. So, the Lord, talking about Jesus. Remember Colossians, whatever you do in word or deed, do it all in the name of Jesus, meaning you're living in his name. You're moving in his name. To kind of close the thoughts off for this podcast, I remember several years ago, I was working, writing a book, and I had been working on the chapter on the gift of faith, which is a power gift of the Holy Spirit. And it's a power gift that God works for us. So Daniel in the lion's den didn't kill the lions. He received God's power, and God went to work protecting and delivering him, versus Samson, who killed the lion, and he was operating under working of miracles, a supernatural power in order to do something. And Daniel was what? Supernatural power to receive something, protection in that case. And so I just been having communion with the Lord, and I just really sensed such a powerful anointing on me. But I looked at the time, and it was like midnight. I thought, oh, wait a minute. I left my car down on the road, and I need to go out and bring it up and park it in my father-in-law's driveway. And so I was at his house working. And so I went to the door. I got my shoes on, and I didn't tie them. And I just kind of, you know, stuck my feet in them. It's night. It was kind of dark. And there wasn't a lot of light out on the street anyway, so I didn't care. You know, I was just shuffling along. And so I went outside, and I kind of was aware of a little bit of a fearful feeling. Like, you know, it's like, am I about ready to step on a snake or something, you know? And you just kind of wake up. So I just prayed. I said, Lord, I just believe that I dwell in the secret place of the Most High. abiding under your shadow. And so in Jesus' name, I take authority over danger, any kind of harm. So I walked down his driveway, which he had a kind of a long driveway. And I got out on the street. And remember, my shoes aren't tied. So I'm kind of shuffling, trying to keep the shoes on because they were very loosely laced. And as soon as I got out on the road, I saw, I don't know, about 70 yards away, a lady's walking her dog, but it's at nighttime. She's probably thinking she's not going to see anybody. So she doesn't have her dog on a leash. And when that dog saw me, it took off. And it's barking, it's growling. I mean, it is running full force. And my first thought was, I can't kick the dog because my shoes aren't even tied. And if I go to kicking my leg, I'm going to end up shooting my shoe somewhere into the air and it's going to go in the bushes. And so, you know, that's your first thought. But that dog is coming. But the thing is, I had been in this wonderful realm of communion in the name of Jesus. And as that dog got close, just out of my spirit came the words, stop. I'm not going to say it like I did here, like I did there. I'm not going to do it on the podcast. But it came out with such force. And when it did, it literally was like a hand, an invisible hand, came and just stopped the dog. I mean, this dog was running. It was running full force. And it was like it hit an invisible wall and was pushed down onto the ground where his belly was totally held on the ground. His legs are kind of out. And after a second or two, it was like that power came off. He kind of popped back up, didn't know what hit him, and then just ran back to his owner. And frankly, I believe to this day that the angel of the Lord put his hand down and just completely stopped that dog. And I just kind of, just, you know, you're a little bit stunned. But here's the deal. I was walking in communion in the name of Jesus. I didn't do that. It was the communion of the name. And that's why we're going into this teaching, is there is authority and power in the name of Jesus. And I'm not just saying, you know, when we scream it at the devil in the name of Jesus and or use it in prayer, which no problem. We need to do that. But what I'm saying is that when we learn to live in the name of Jesus, there is a realm of the faith of the Son of God that is far greater than our faith, that we have access to, that all of a sudden begins to move mountains and deal with things that in the natural we can't move, or in the natural it's you know, a bad situation. And all of a sudden we're finding that, hey, we've got help. And so that's why Paul was saying, listen, whatever you do in word or deed, do it all in the name of Jesus, in that realm where it's by the faith of the Son of God. And I tell you what, in that realm, there is no limit and Christianity becomes fun. So listen, let me stop there. Heavenly Father, I pray for my friends right now in Jesus' name. Pour out your Spirit upon them. Help us to learn how to walk in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for it. Now listen, go to our website at www.4smiles.com. There's more information there. We love you. Remember, Jesus loves you. He's coming soon. God bless you. Bye-bye.